podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Okay, Marge, I'll plan everything. We can have the reception at Moe's. Wait, why not have the whole wedding there? We'll do it on a Monday morning. There'll be fewer drunks.
Homer, don't take this personally, but I've obtained the court order to prevent you from planning this wedding.
Where is Homer Simpson? Well, these seem to be in order. I'll be up back in the hammock.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast?
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Yay! Episode 110.
110, doing it again.
With our friend.
Singular?
Yeah, singular.
So only one of us is your friend?
You said with our friend, so it could be talking about two of us.
Oh, so he's... Okay, all right.
Tancast,
all right.
We're everybody's friend, but there's only one of us. One of us with three voices.
Well, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm in bed recording this. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Making the magic happen.
That's right. I just blew your mind with my magic.
You're like, holy shit, where'd you pull that coin from? Look at my ass.
That was your mind. It went nuclear.
Nuclear.
Web off the fallout.
Sprinkle some walnuts on it. Doesn't make sense if you don't see the visual. Ha ha! Fuck you, listeners.
Hey, Tim, who's this random girl that you're with at the thing yesterday?
What random girl that I'm with at what thing yesterday?
There's pictures of you from your show last night, and you're with the old guy with like a full beard. And a lumberjack shirt, and then this girl.
That's just some French guy who came to the show, and I'm assuming his daughter.
Nice. Way to do it, sir. Way to do it.
All
right.
Make it fucking all scandalous sound. Who is this girl you're with at the show? Just somebody took a picture.
It's scandalous.
And I'm standing next to him.
Scandalous. I'm showing Danelle.
She can see it if she logs on.
Excuse me.
Well, you know what that level of excitement means. Time for 10 laughs.
It's time to laugh, it's time for 10 laughs. You send in the jokes and we will read them on your behalf. Send them along to your mom at tencast.com. The joke can't be silly, dirty, or lame, or about a big fat schlong.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough, bitch.
I want to say Grace sent in some, resent in some 10 laughs that we already used. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to check what episode we already used them in. She's like, you never use these. But I did use them, Grace. You gotta listen, baby.
What the fuck? Baby, you gotta listen. I'm your grandma. Listen to me, baby.
Why is my voice so high-pitched?
Why you wash your dick in the sink, Grace?
I don't think Grace has a dick to wash in the sink.
I know. I was flipping around. Let's take a little Eddie Murphy bit.
I think it might be episode 100 that we used them in. So they see, you made it to episode 100 and didn't listen to the best episode ever? We put all our dicks in the table on that one.
We did.
We had
our dicks
Jeff,
on the table.
We had Grammar Girl.
Served up hot.
We had the guys from Mean Dog, the crew from Nostalgia. Fuck, what more can we give you people? We give till we bleed. No? Too much?
Well, we mostly bleed because we've been eating too much Chipotle.
Chipotle!
Alrighty. So I'm going to put a star by that and go back to 10 laughs. Unless somebody else has a laugh they want to go ahead and jump in with.
I got one.
Do it.
Ooh, me.
Do it.
This one comes from Mike.
Do it.
A cop was on his horse waiting to cross the street when a little girl on her shiny new bike stopped by behind him. Nice bike, the cop said. Did Santa bring it to you? Yes, sir, the little girl said. He sure did. The cop looked the bike over and handed the girl a $5 ticket for a safety violation. The cop said, "Give this to your dad, and next year tell Santa to put a reflector light on the back of it." The young girl looked up at the cop and said, "Nice horse you've got there, sir. Did Santa bring it to you?" Playing along with the girl, he chuckled and answered, "Yes, he sure did." The little girl looked up at the cop and said, "Next year tell Santa the dick goes underneath the horse, not on top."
Zing-a-ling-ding-dong!
I'm like, I know this little girl's got a zinger in her. Mm-hmm. Or else she wouldn't be the star of this joke.
Nope. Yeah, the joke's a lot less funny if the little girl just goes, like, crying back home to mommy because her feelings are hurt.
And the little girl was unhappy and it ruined her day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got one from Mr. Mike.
I read this.
You both have one from the same Mike?
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
It's not the same joke. I can tell you that for
sure. That's all that matters.
A man goes to his doctor and says, "Doc, I've just been raped by an elephant." The stunned doctor replies, "What makes you say that?" "Well," says the man, holding his hands about foot so apart, "my asshole feels that this big. Bend over and let me have a look," says the doctor. The guy bends over, and sure enough, his asshole is about 10 inches across.
Yikes.
"But I thought the elephants only had a long, thin penis," states the doctor. "Yeah, I know," says the agitated man, "but it fingered me first."
What comes up with these jokes?
I'm glad I didn't read that beforehand.
I love it. All right, so I got one from Adam.
Madam, I am Adam.
That's how he introduces himself to the ladies. "Hello, madam. I am Adam.
Suck my dick."
"Hello, madam. I am Adam. Let's fuck."
Wax it.
You're welcome, Adam. That's a pickup line tailored to you from Tancast.
Use it. Love it.
One night, as a couple lay down for bed, the husband gently taps his wife on the shoulder and starts rubbing her arm. The wife turns over and says, "I'm sorry, honey, I've got a gynecologist appointment tomorrow, and I want to stay fresh." The husband, rejected, turns over and tries to sleep. A few minutes later, he rolls back over and taps his wife again. This time he whispers in her ear, "Do you have a dentist appointment tomorrow, too?"
Nice.
I already knew that punchline, but still, it's still good to revisit that once in a while.
He wants a blowjob, baby.
Mm-hmm. Slurpa, derpa, yay! Derp, derp, derp.
You have a proctologist appointment?
And thank you. I did last week I mentioned we were a little light on the tan laughs. A couple more people sent them in, and we'll get to those soon. But keep sending them in, baby. If you got a joke, send it into fucktards@tancast.com.
Fucktards! Fucking your
tards!
Or
your mom at tancast.com if you're trying to keep it G-rated.
We are fucking your tards.
Damn it, fuck that shit.
Fuck your shit.
They teaching us real good.
Again?
Again, what?
Noah.
What?
Using just random comedy references?
Well, that one specifically.
They treating us real good. It's funny. Funny to me.
I know.
Other people found it funny. That's why Dave Chappelle got a show.
That's true. And a lot of money.
Not so much anymore.
A lot of crazy.
Now he's just getting kicked off airplanes. Just like Kevin Smith. They have something in common. See, Kevin does only happen to the fat people.
Of course, skinny people really have to work at it.
That's true. Dave Chappelle did put a little effort into it.
Yeah. Kevin Smith just showed up.
I'm here. Get the fuck off, fat man. What?
I don't know.
Try to tell me he ain't fat? He fat.
He won't tell you he ain't fat. He will tell you he's not too fat to fly, yet he bought a bus.
It says he won't fly anymore. We'll see how long that
seems lame to me.
And
I'm on a bus.
Isn't that way less green than flying?
Bus?
Maybe it's a biodiesel bus.
Yeah.
True. True.
Definitely. Especially if it's like you're flying with a bunch of other people, or you're taking a bus with just you and your fat ass.
He also has Scott Mosier on there.
Oh, well, yeah.
This latest trip, he's got Walt Flanagan and Brian Johnson on there.
I think unless he packs the bus full, flying's going to win.
Shut up.
Just saying.
What if it runs on unicorn tears?
What if it runs on unicorn
tears? Don't you know
farts?
That unicorn tears is a precious resource and the world is about to run out?
That may be, but it has far less emissions. It just emits rainbows.
Double rainbow!
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Whoa! Like,
that dude's a cage fighter.
Yep. I don't know why. I
think he's been hitting the head a couple times.
if you've listened to David Cross's comedy, Andy. But for some reason, he totally sounds like when David Cross is being sarcastic about something, which is most of the time.
This is true.
So there you go. And boom goes
there
the dynamite.
There you go, indeed. How was everyone's week?
It was excellent.
I've had better weeks.
That's too bad. Did you find out Darth Vader was your father and you get your hand cut off and now you have to stop the rebellion all by yourself?
I think no. I know why, but I don't know if anyone wants to talk about it.
Yeah, no one knows why. I went to the hospital. I had a
he's going to get his Audi turned into an innie.
That's a sex change for the people who didn't keep up.
Oh, Noah.
Go on, sir.
Yeah, I got to get hooked up to a bunch of leads, and since I'm a fairly hairy guy, it hurt like hell when they were taking them off. And then they said, we're going to go ahead and send you down to the basement and stick you into a CT machine and get a couple of scans of your heart. I said, oh, lovely. So I had an EKG and I had a chest CT. And it turns out I was not having a heart attack, that the persistent piercing pain in my chest must be something else.
It still exists?
Yes, it still exists. I'm suffering from it at the moment.
But they don't know what it is.
But it's not a heart attack.
They never know what it is.
I'm not currently in the process of dying, and that made it a much better week after that point.
Well, also, if it lasted this long, you're not dead yet. I think you're all right.
And if you want to get technical, we're all currently in the process of dying.
Well, yes.
I'm getting
some are at it more quickly than others. I'm looking at you, Kevin Smith.
Oh. I do think about that. I'm like, I bet he's going to die at an early age, and that's a little sad.
And yeah, we won't get to see Clerks 3 with 17 dance numbers in it.
Oh. Zing, take that, Kevin, even though you listen to this shit.
Yeah, maybe you should listen to podcasts. I wouldn't insult you. But now that I know you're not listening, fuck you and your fat fuck.
Scott, though, you're doing it.
I'll watch the next Scott Mosier movie.
Well, it wouldn't be ironic if Scott died early and Kevin lived for like a long time.
Oh, man. Got hit by a bus while jogging.
Because fucking Scott takes care of himself.
Kevin Smith, I'm safe on the couch, bitch. And my whoobies.
I was going to ask you something, and
me or Andy?
Oh, I was going to ask both of you. Was it on here we were talking about where panic attack feels like a heart attack? Were you saying that?
Yes, it was. Okay. And yes, it does.
That was all. I was trying to remember.
Not like I would know, but...
I was like, I know I heard that somewhere.
I know about the panic attack. I just don't know about heart attacks.
Yeah, the whole getting a persistent piercing pain in your chest... Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely know what a panic attack feels like now because I definitely had one. And it led me going to the hospital.
So it's not heartburn, I assume?
No, it's not heartburn. It's localized on the left-hand side.
But it's not your heart, or it's not a heart attack?
It doesn't appear to be my heart. The rhythm looks normal. There are no signs of any clots or aneurysms or like muscle tissue that's not moving or anything else like that, so...
What does House say?
It's never lupus.
It might be crazy, but I say try it.
Unless this is the first part of the episode. Leave me the fuck alone, I'm an actor.
Yeah, if it's the first part of the episode, he's just going to torture me for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to put him in a tub of ice water and then throw a toaster in there. What? I'm House, it'll work!
I think the secret to House is show up, give him all of the stuff, and then leave. Come back in like an hour.
I think it's sad now that when you're watching a show like House or any other show where it's procedural, like, you know, they go through the steps and they have to figure out something. Where you're like, you know, if there's 15 minutes left, you're like, that's not it.
With the CSI, they're like, oh, we figured it out. It's this person. I'm like, it's probably not that person.
Yep. I guess there's too much time left.
Fuck you. You're only 20 minutes in, son. Pace yourself.
You're going to have to go back to working.
I think they should just randomly, like, stop the episodes at random times. So you don't even know what it's going to get. Like, you're like, could this be it? I don't know. This show could end in 10 minutes.
I think they should cure the person, but then something else should go wrong so that they have something else to do for the rest of the episodes. You're like, oh, fuck, he really is cured.
Now there's some other guy. Maybe they'll do that.
Call me, House. I'll write for your show.
Like a double
episode.
There was
one season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer where there was some, you know, like, great evil that was supposed to be coming, and it was like a, I don't know, a February or March time frame episode, and they defeated whatever this thing was, and Buffy said something like, huh, usually we wait until about May to defeat the big bad or something like that.
Nice.
Like, way to hang a lampshade on that. And then it turned out that there was, you know, another big bad coming, or that that thing was only its harbinger or something. I can't recall.
Its second cousin.
Yeah. But there was more shit coming down.
On your face.
On your face.
Jism on your face, Andy. You love it. You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So is it like a crippling pain, or is it like, ah, or is it just like, this is irritating?
It's one of those, like, if I'm not thinking about it, I can kind of ignore it. You know, mm-hmm. it's still there, but, like, you know, if there's something else going on.
Like Tancast?
Yeah,
is it, like Tancast. Is it constant, or is it just, like...
Comes and goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's...
So 24/7?
Yeah, like, if I think about it, or, you know, if I move the wrong way or whatever, and I get the sharper spike
it's,
of it.
And it's not a pulled muscle or something.
Yeah, it's not a pulled muscle. I wasn't doing anything to pull the muscle, and it wasn't the entire
muscle. Yeah,
well,
muscle. We know.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, like, I just get around, like... My thumb hurts.
Maybe
for no
he was
reason.
Reaching for his Crocs.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
no,
sure
I,
my
I,
thumb.
I get random pains too.
My thumb hurts for a reason. I just don't know what that reason is.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I follow.
I used to get sharp pains in my chest. It wasn't a constant thing, just like sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It used to worry me. I finally asked the doctor about it. He's like, nothing to worry about. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I get that occasionally too. And my grandfather on my mom's side was actually diagnosed with something they call it the. Mitral valve prolapse, which is when the valves in your heart actually, instead of just closing and the pieces touching, it sort of like goes backwards, like folds in on itself occasionally.
Is that serious?
If it's significant enough, it'll allow blood that has already pumped into the next chamber to flow back into that chamber.
Okay.
So it can do things like, you know, especially if you're under stress or have high, like, your blood pressure shoots up, it can cause it to happen more.
Can they fix it?
Yeah, well, they either have to trim the, like, it's open heart surgery to do it.
Actually, what I was going to say, is it easy to diagnose? That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to diagnose.
Okay.
So you don't have that?
Well, the chest CT indicates that I probably don't.
Well, there you go.
Like, I don't know that my blood pressure was necessarily, it was elevated.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Being concerned that you're dying definitely elevates your blood pressure. The doctor's like, your blood pressure's a little high. He starts, like, checking me for other, symptoms of, like, hypertension, like swollen ankles, and, like, your earlobes can actually get a little, like, crease in them if you're hypertensive for long enough. So he starts checking me for other signs of hypertension. I'm like, I'm not hypertensive. I take my blood pressure, and I know I'm a big guy, but I watch the blood pressure, and it's, I'm usually well under the healthy line. And I'm certainly not usually as high as you currently show me to be. I think it's because I'm worried that I'm having a heart attack, that I'm having the high blood pressure and probably exacerbating the problem.
It's hard to stay calm when you think you're dying.
Yeah. It's like, you know, unfortunately, I can't not freak out about this and thus feel better.
So when you tell me some good news, my blood pressure will go down significantly.
Yes. When you tell me that I am not dying, I will probably stop feeling... lightheaded and panicky, I will probably stop feeling like the world is graying out. My blood pressure will probably go down.
And you'll stop spending money like a sailor. Because fuck it.
Gotta get everything off my fuck it list.
Did you say stop spending money like a sailor?
Yeah.
Yeah, just whores and booze and fuck it, I'm gonna die young.
Oh, I've never heard that expression before.
Well, now you've heard it. I should have said drunken sailor.
Crazy.
All right, nothing.
I got my projector screen.
Nice.
That thing is fucking huge.
How big is it?
85 inches.
Woo! That's not funny.
How many tea bags is it?
I don't
use
know.
The official Tancast measurement.
So we got it delivered to my in-laws, and when I saw it, I'm like, is that going to fucking fit my room? That thing's fucking huge.
Why did you get it delivered over there?
I get everything delivered over there because they usually come during the day when I'm not at home.
Ah, nipples.
So yeah, it just makes it easier. And they're usually home. Although, one item that was going to deliver... She left, which is fine. It's just funny. And she's like, if you tell me when they deliver stuff, I'll be here. I'm like, well, you don't need to run around for my packages. But then I was thinking back in my mind, I did tell you when that was coming Friday, but whatever. It'll come.
If you build it.
And so we started painting my room a new color. Well, we primed it. And now we're going to paint it today after we're all done with this shit.
Is that why you're recording in bed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you saw. Well, actually, it's even worse than when you left because now everything's in the middle. Like, the desk is in the middle, and it's covered with a tarp, so there's nowhere for me to really sit in there. I can sit on the floor, I guess. And
breathe. That's good. I didn't want to get hit by the fumes, baby. Be in the middle of the Tancast and then just start saying random shit.
Don't I say random shit anyways?
No, I'm talking about, like, not even words.
I'm lightheaded. I got a pain in my chest. Am I dying? Quick, Andy, diagnose me.
He was having a vow with his vow.
With your tinkling of glasses, Noah throws himself out on the lawn.
It would be the best rated episode of Tankcast ever.
Noah's sexiness finally combined with craziness.
He just lost his shit.
Oh, Andy, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Let's say you had the choice between having someone shove a sword up your ass or having them use that same sword and cut your penis off. Which would you prefer?
How wide's the sword?
How wide? It's about dick width. It's really long, though, but I don't think they're going to go the whole way. Just you know.
But you don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it going to, like... Is it going to mess up my butthole, or is it going to, like, stab into my internal organs?
It might stab into your internal organs, but it's not going to be lethal.
But you could have a colostomy bag?
It's a possibility.
See? Why? You would choose to have your penis cut off.
Yeah, I'm going to choose sword in the ass.
Exactly.
If it's not lethal...
I can live with a colostomy bag.
They
I cannot
can reattach
live
your
my
penis.
Dick.
Haven't you seen John Wayne Bobbitt?
That yeah, was,
yeah,
but nerve
like
damage
he's
is...
Life.
Nerve damage is kind of forever.
I think I'd rather shit normally.
Oh, so you finally picked a side?
Nope. I'm just saying.
Bastard son of a bitch.
I won't pick anyone. It annoys Tim for some reason.
It annoys you when Stephanie doesn't pick a side.
Yeah, I'm used to it, though.
You're a piece of shit. You're doing the very same thing that annoys you to annoy other people. You're a piece of shit. You're the worst kind of piece of shit. Piece of shit.
That's right.
You're like a Jew who hates Jews.
I do hate Jews. And I am Jewish.
You're not Jewish.
Yeah, I'm like Sammy Davis Jr.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Not.
Skip up, no, no.
See? Clearly not.
Clearly
so,
I
Andy,
am.
To fill you in on the rest of the story, we were at a game night, and it was actually Jeff's birthday, and we gotten Jeff a Zelda shield to go with his huge Zelda sword, and Noah was standing in the kitchen, and I was just making like I was gonna stab him in the ass with the sword, and so he turned around and was like, "Well, I'll cut off your penis." He's like, "Ah, no!" I was like, "You gotta choose one or the other," and then he wouldn't choose. And every other guy at the party, Jeff.
Every other Jeff at the party.
We both agreed instantaneously. I would rather keep my penis than most anything, and Noah would just not play along. And he constantly complained. An early episode of Tancast, he complained that Stephanie doesn't do that. Like when he'll come up with like either or scenarios that neither one is enjoyable, and she'll be like, "I don't care, I'm not playing, I'm not gonna choose one.
I'm not picking sides.
That's right,
Noah.
I'm allowed to do
well,
that.
Don't pick sides. That means you're for the Nazis."
9 9 9 9.
9 times 4 is 36.
Me times your mother equals Tim.
Did you say 3 times my mother equals titties?
No.
He said me times your mother equals Tim, referring to me. I hope.
Oh yes.
Because if he had sex with Andy's mom and still popped out Tim, that would be amazing.
It would be quite an impressive feat.
It would.
But it'd be hard to do if your penis was cut off. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
I could still make a baby, though. They could take semen out of my balls.
But it's not fun.
Neither is crap in a colostomy bag.
Yes, but at least you can whack off afterwards to take your mind off it.
It really limits you. My grandma had a colostomy bag.
They've made all sorts of new advances in colostomy bags since your grandma's time.
You don't know.
I do know. I'm on the cutting, the bleeding edge, no pun intended, of colostomy bag technology.
Oh, by the way, here's that black couple that had that white baby.
What black couple that had the white baby, Noah? As he's referring to a conversation we had during lunch yesterday that no one else here is privy to?
That I was telling Tim about when we had lunch yesterday.
By the way, here's that black couple that had the white baby. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, wasn't everybody thinking about that?
Oh, my God. The top picture of that baby, it looks dead.
Well, now I gotta look.
Oh.
Andy, have you seen Inception yet?
I have not.
Oh, you piece
Sorry,
of
Hale,
shit.
Sorry, Hale, we cannot do an in-depth discussion of it yet. I asked people for, in case we got stuck on topics, things we on the Facebook page, the Tancast Facebook page. To give us suggestions, in case we got stuck, and while we're sitting here staring at dead-looking babies, I assume we're stuck.
If I was that dude, I would be looking at my wife very suspiciously.
I would be wondering why she hid a white lady inside her vagina and let that white lady have sex with a white man.
I like the black daughter looks like, what the fuck? Like, everybody everybody else seems to be in denial. Like, yay!
The hey, daughter's like, baby. Isn't that miraculous? It's like, we learned about this stuff in school the other day.
She's like, some shit is wrong here. I've been taking science, and something ain't right.
I've been taking science, and something ain't right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Noah, did you go on that bike ride? No, you didn't.
What?
With my wife.
No, I didn't.
I know.
Okay.
I'm going through the comments. Jerry Brandt left that one.
Oh.
Melanie asked if we have any suggestions for hosting a killer game night. Andy, do you do any game nights over there in Georgia?
Nope.
They don't got any friends.
Yeah, don't you got some peeps over? It's a good way to, you know, make shit happen.
Like, all the people that I know from work, like, live all over the place, not near me, so.
Noah doesn't live near me.
That's true, but
Stephanie
like,
doesn't
Noah's
live
like,
near me. We make
Noah's
it happen.
Like your brother. These are like, you know, work friends.
That's how work friends become lifelong pals.
And maybe they'll get you a job later on down the road.
Noah was my work friend.
He was.
Now he's my dick buddy.
That's yeah. Right. Dicky dick.
We swashbuckle.
There can be only one. After after I defeat his penis, I experience a quickening.
By defeat his penis, do you mean jack him off?
I duck. a killer game night.
Ground control to Major Dong.
I think Variety Games is good.
Pictionary is a good one. I think that's always fun.
I agree.
Helps if you have creative types, but I get the impression that Melanie knows some creative types. Scattergories. It's a recent, for us, discovery, but I fucking love that game.
Yeah.
It's a good game. It's a good game.
It's a good game.
Seen It. Always a good time. Unless you're with somebody who's not particularly into pop culture. In which case, you watch them slowly die as the game goes forward.
Being laid back is good, you know, because there may be disagreements. People get intense when they're competing.
Just true.
My brother used to run a fever while playing Pictionary.
I think he told us the story once.
Yeah, I think he did too. different variety games that uses people's different skills. Because, like, for example, my wife is not good at pop culture, so she generally does not enjoy those games. But she is good at drawing, so she enjoys
she's
those
very
games
good at goddamn
a little
drawing.
Bit more. But being good at drawing is not necessarily good, because you still got to get people to guess what you're drawing. You know what I mean?
Oh, they fucking guess. I think Stephanie only lost one clue that she drew.
Okay, fair enough.
She's on it. And occasionally in Pictionary they have all plays where two teams are racing, well, two or more, whatever. But in our case, two teams are racing against each other. And I'm always like, oh, I don't want to get paired up with Stephanie. And Danelle's like, well, I don't want to get paired up with you.
Lots of people is good?
Yes. A lot of couples is good because that way you break it into guys versus girls and then the girls bond and the guys bond. Good times. Uh-huh.
Then everybody gets divorced at the same time?
Yeah, then there's
then you do your own little Sex in the City party.
There's probably fights later on.
Like, it was like later on that night, I still was talking about how I was mad at myself for crossing out something in Scattergories. And I was like, I think you can let that go.
Oh, it was... what the fuck was that? Exercise.
The clue was things associated with exercise. And the if you don't know Scattergories, you get like 12 categories of something, and then you roll a die with a letter on it. You have to come up with a word that matches that category. And so the letter was a word that starts with that letter that matches that category. So the letter was E, and number 12 was words associated with exercise. I'm like, I should write exercise. But then Miranda laughed, so I assumed she was going to write it, and I didn't write it, and she wrote something else, and then I had nothing.
He was upset with himself.
I was. I was like, I shouldn't have erased that. I should have stayed strong. Ah! food. Food is always important for game night.
Food is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks is nice.
Potluck is good, but pizza is good.
Yeah.
Drinks, yes, drinks help.
People can chip in for the pizza. Delicious pizza.
Or if you go to somebody's house that is a particularly good cook, you can have them cook, and then everybody bring another dish to supplement
the
main
dish. Like, hey, bitch. Cook some shit. We're coming over.
But if people are bringing shit, you got to be specific. I don't like when people just say, bring something, and then everybody brings, like, chips. Like, you got to say, fuck, just tell me what to bring. I don't know.
Or just ask people what they're bringing, and then you could go to, like, oh, you know what? I think we got enough root beer. Or maybe tell your friend that you've given them soda, so they don't go out and get you some mug root beer. Your favorite flavor.
Maybe just you suck it up and drink the rub mug root beer you like anyway. different schools of thought on this particular issue.
See, that I should live back there. I'd never bring root beer anywhere because I do not like root beer.
Tim loves root beer.
I do.
Mug, if you're going to give us
root beer. No, and I were at lunch, and I just looked at it longingly, like, there it is.
Now, have you ever had, like, those draft root beers where they make it, like, fresh at those at their places?
Yeah, like BJ's does it.
You like theirs?
We were sitting together.
I know.
When I had one.
Maybe Tancat listeners don't know. I'm pretending like I don't know, baby.
Oh, nice. Actually doing some radio.
Now you ruined it.
Whatever. People are amused. They're laughing right now. Oh, listen to those crazy scamps. I don't know if I necessarily like it better. I think it depends on the draft. I think mug is still my favorite.
Do we mention you don't like root beer floats on Tancast?
I think so.
Okay. That just blows my mind.
Listen, I'm either having a drink or I'm having dessert. Pick a side. We're at war.
I think they're delicious.
Oh, see, you know what I think is delicious? Get not just Dr. Pepper, cherry Dr. Pepper, and make a vanilla float with that.
Delicious. My wife hates cherry flavored anything, and so it was a commercial for cherry Dr. Pepper. That's what it was. That's what reminded me of it. And she's like, it's just funny that she had, like, we were sitting there having a good time, and all of a sudden the commercial comes on. She just reacts so violently, like, oh God, no.
Speaking of cherry, this is something I want to try. Let me link you.
You
both.
Popped your cherry?
No, don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Masturbate in the kitchen.
It is like, it's a beer float with this Belgian beer that's I guess it's got cherry flavor to it. I guess it got different flavors. This one suggested cherry.
Oh, that's something else about Epcot. You can drink around the world. Mm. The different country pavilions. My wife got some German wine.
And how was it?
Anyway, back. She liked it.
Excellent.
I think I've had this beer before.
Did you like it?
It was weird. Of course, that was when I was much younger, and I've only recently started to come back around and start to enjoy some types of beer. I was all about the bitch beers. The ciders. Mm.
Oh, well, this is sweet. I don't know. I'm going to try it. Sounds delicious. There's my food, food corner. Bing, bing, bing. Just swizz, whizz. There you go. I haven't tried it yet, but it sounds delicious.
Do you mean don't masturbate in the kitchen?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, now we've explained why that jingle played just when he sent that link.
I don't know why, but this this animated GIF always makes me laugh. We may have even talked about it on Tancast before, but oh, I set my Wii up yesterday, and I'm very sore today. So I think tomorrow I'll actually try turning the Wii on for the first time.
That was a joke I was gonna make.
And I knew, so I decided to pee on your parade.
Pee on your parade.
Okay, so the link that Andy just sent is this skank making the same face in every picture. However, when I loaded it, there was this advertisement that loaded first. It's a trick of a tiny belly, and it was like this fat girl and like skinnier, skinnier, skinnier. And I was like, this is the GIF. Like, that's all that loaded. So I was like, that's the GIF that Andy thinks is funny? That's not even amusing. It doesn't even make sense.
I love that she's always within just a couple of degrees of exactly the same angle.
That is kind of bizarre.
When you gotta look and it's working for you, stab yourself in the eye.
Hello?
What? Hello.
Am I the one that's failing?
We still hear you fine.
You must be. I can hear Andy.
And I can hear Noah.
I can hear you.
And Tim.
Uh-oh. We lost him.
Please stand by. Technical difficulties are temporary.
I met Dean at a comedy show that didn't quite happen, and he was saying, oh, it's been a while since there's been a mic fail. Well, here you go, Dean.
I don't know what this is, because Noah says he can't hear us at all.
All right, I'm recording again.
You recording again?
Yep.
Done fucking up for a while?
Mm-mm, they treat us real good. Whenever he does that, it makes me think of it.
I was sleepy.
Huh. Oh, man, we didn't get invited.
To what?
The Simpsons wedding.
Who got married?
Lisa Simpson's getting married today.
And he's being retarded.
Wow. You all right, Glenda the Good Witch? What the fuck was that?
I guess that's what happens when a show sticks around for fucking 20 years and never ages its characters.
Wait, so is she really getting married?
No, they made a joke back in 95. It was like a flash-forward thing.
Oh,
that Lisa
gotcha.
Was getting married. And it's just that Simpsons is still on, Lisa's still 10, but we have now actually achieved the date that was 15 years in the future back when that episode was...
That is crazy.
Originally on.
It's been around for a long time.
Yep. Long ass time.
Those kids have got the secret to your eternal youth. We must eat their souls!
Indeed.
So Eric posted on the Facebook fan page, how about... Oh no, he saw a show about how a shark can kill a croc. Andy's thoughts?
Well, I mean, if, like, an escalator can kill a croc, I'm sure a shark can. No?
Did you say an escalator? Oh, got it. Ah,
there
that's
you go.
Funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah. had to orbit once or twice.
Like, I was like, there's no escalators in the wild. And I was kind of I was reading the next comment at the same time. So I'm like, wait, I'm not really listening. And then I had to, you know, use
of course
my brain.
You're not, piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit, you piece of shit. Ah!
Oh.
Did I tell you I tried the double... No, I think I told you, Tim, but I don't think I told the Tankcast audience that I tried the double down with bread. Basically, they take away one of the pieces of chicken.
It.
What was that?
It's called the... fuck.
Is it the double
Go
F?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say they take one piece of the meat and added two pieces of bread, and it's not that great.
It wasn't bad. I tried it on the way to Tahoe, so this was a while ago.
I wasn't blown away. I wasn't like, oh, I need to try this again.
Doubleicious.
You've tried the double down and that, right?
Correct.
What
Doubleicious
did you...
is what it's called. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, sorry.
Amazed. Be amazed that I know the name. Doubleicious. Bow down before me. Who wants to kiss my feet?
I thought you were saying it is delicious.
No. Oh, no. It's called Doubleicious, which is stupid because it's not double anything. It's just one thing.
It's single-icious.
Yeah.
Two pieces of bread, my friend.
Every sandwich is two pieces of bread. We don't call it double.
Not every sandwich is two pieces of bread.
That's a double PB&J.
Isn't an open-faced sandwich technically one piece of bread?
Not always. Sometimes they have two.
An
they
open
specifically
face?
Call it out when there's one piece of bread. They call it open face.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Tim. He's like, sometimes it's two. I was like, I think that's the definition of open face.
Yeah.
You could put it on two pieces of bread,
but
both of them just on the plate.
I think it wouldn't be open face then.
Sure it would.
If it's two open-faced sandwiches with different contents sitting next to each other, then you have a retarded sandwich.
No, same sandwich. Just shitload of toppings that cover two pieces of bread. That could still be an open-faced sandwich.
Yes, that would be two open-faced sandwiches sitting next to each other. I agree.
No, it would be one big open-faced sandwich. And then you could call that Doubleicious.
I'm with...
Boom!
Andy on this one. I think an open-faced sandwich is one piece of bread.
I'm with Tim. Tim is awesome.
Oh, so which did you like better of the two?
I like the one with bread.
Okay. I was.
You like the one without?
I like the one with bread. The one without made me feel disgusting. I was telling Tim they used to have a sandwich called the Triple Zinger Crunch. That sandwich was delicious.
You actually told us as well, but you didn't explain to everybody on here what was on it.
Oh.
You told me.
It was those little. Chicken crunches they have, you know, like McNuggets, but different. and then lettuce, tomato, cheese, and some type of, not too spicy, but just a little spicy sauce.
Oh, my wife's gone for a week. I get to eat all kinds of shit.
Really?
Nah.
I thought you liked eating at home, though, because it saves you money.
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to buy one of those pizzas from Safeway. And see
oh,
how long
you
I can
love
make it
those
last.
Fucking pizzas.
Ah, they're reasonably priced and quite delicious. A crispy crust. What more do you need?
Oh, Tim. Last night I tried the purple amp
whoa,
drink.
Whoa, easy, Captain Excitement. Try and calm it down.
I'm calm.
I know. That was my point.
I tried the purple amp drink. I liked it. It's grape-ish flavor.
Grape.
Artificial grape-ish flavor.
Really? They don't squeeze real grapes in there?
No. Amazingly enough.
Mountain Dew is not going all natural route.
not this time.
Not
maybe
not
on one of the
Mountain Dew Amp. which is like Mountain Dew if left in a nuclear reactor for overnight.
No real grape flavor there. I'm just letting you guys know out there. If you're expecting real grape flavor in your amp drink, it's not happening.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't like Gatorade.
Really? At all? Any of the flavors?
Well, I can't say any because I haven't gone down their entire enormous list.
You can say anything I've tried.
Anything I've tried.
I like the basic flavors that say the flavor you're drinking, like lemon lime, fruit punch, grape. Like, when they start getting to Alpine Blast, then I'm like, no, thanks.
I don't want to drink trees.
This is a flavor that does not exist in nature. Therefore, we're going to call it Squarm.
Well, technically, fruit punch doesn't exist in nature. Neither does their grape flavor.
I enjoy... They have a blue flavor. I think it's called, like, something blue. Like, like it's not even a fruit. It's blue. It's just, like, the tropical blue or thunder blue.
Those
lightning
are the ones
blue.
I don't like.
It's actually not bad. I like it because it looks like Romulan ale, and so that's what I call it whenever I drink some.
But does it taste like Romulan
ale? Oh, wait.
Ale?
No, because it doesn't taste like fucking beer. Frost Glacier Freeze, that's what I have. I happen to have an empty bottle of it right here in this room.
Why don't they have a beer flavor at Gatorade?
Ugh.
I think it would go over like Gangbusters.
Do you want all the refreshment of Gatorade but all the shitty taste of beer? Well, you're in luck.
I think probably the people who actually drink Gatorade for the reason it's out there probably enjoy the taste of beer. I'm just throwing it out there.
You can drink Brondo, the thirst mutilator.
You think people who drink Gatorade enjoy the taste of beer?
People who drink it for the reason you're supposed to drink it for. Like, I've been working out. I've been playing hard.
And so those people like beer?
I would say more often not. More often than not.
Really?
Maybe.
I would think people who are taking care of themselves and running and shit probably don't like beer.
But they're manly. Manly men like beer, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to say people, I would say, I think...
Well, to everything in moderation, Tim. I don't think they go have like 10 beers at once, but I think a lot of people just enjoy a beer.
I see it. I picture more health nuts, and so I picture no beer.
Does that mean you can't have beer? It just means...
It doesn't mean you can't have beer, but it means you probably won't.
I would disagree. I would say you won't have a beer like every day, but you still enjoy beer.
Well, you can disagree if you want. It doesn't make you right.
It does.
It doesn't.
That's all right.
It doesn't.
Doesn't make you suck my nuts any less.
All right. Long pause. Time for another Tancast comment. I did the Killer Croc one. So I'm going to go to Twitter, where I also threw this up. And Hikaru Fan 08. Could birds really bring coconuts to the UK, or is that an absurd theory? Andy, go.
Coconuts weigh a lot.
What if it's a baby coconut?
It's not a question of where he grips it. It's a simple question of weight ratios.
What if it's a baby coconut?
I threw that at Andy
because
I knew he'd know what I was talking about. What'd you say, Noah?
What if it's a baby coconut?
What if it's a pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl's not spelled how you think it would be spelled.
I find most things aren't spelled how I think they'd be spelled.
Thank you for getting that joke in, Tim, before I did.
What? There's no number 8 in this word?
I actually tweeted this week that I want my last words to either be, yeah, but I took you with me, fucker, or I don't want to go on the cart.
Oh, gotcha. Is that a Monty Python thing about the coconut?
Yes.
Yeah, it's from Holy Grail.
Okay. I remember the laden swallow thing, right? Is that...
Yeah, it's the unladen swallow thing.
That's an extension of the same... it's a callback to that same joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Callback? I don't know. I'm really sure if that's necessarily a callback or if they're just bringing it back or it's just a... whatever. Some technical term. I don't know it. Lick a dick.
I think it qualifies as a callback, Tim. I'm going to support you on that.
Done.
Tim has been
signed
supported.
Off.
I second the motion.
So Netcott says he gave up on Tancast a long time ago on Twitter, and so I tweeted back, was it about the same time you gave up on Netcott? Boom!
So was he pretty regular before?
I know he was eating a lot of bran and fiber, I have no idea.
I thought you listened to him.
Oh, I thought you meant listener of our show. Yes, he was quite regular.
Okay. And then what happened?
I have no idea.
Just started to drift off, and then boom.
He was like, you know what? Fuck Disney.
You know what's funny? I used to listen to a podcast called Podcasting for Dummies, and one of the episodes was talking about how, you know, you flip and not come out with regular episodes, and they totally did that. Like, eventually just started getting farther apart, and I don't think I've seen one in like a year.
Whoa, wow.
It happens. He seems like a busy guy. Like, I follow him on Twitter, and he's like, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going fucking everywhere.
Yeah, he was just in Hong Kong. I think he's heading to San Francisco. So
yeah, I'm like,
stalking,
that guy's fucking all over the place.
If you're stalking Van from Netcott, you want to head to the Bay Area.
He got shit to do. Important shit.
Places go, people to see.
Netcott is important shit.
You got other ones, right? Nostalgia.
Yeah, they every week. Haven't missed it. Every Monday. Boom. They're on it. On top of it. Skibbity-bap, skibbity-bap-bap, bay.
Are there people missing some episodes?
Who's missing episodes? What are you
talking about? Saying, sometimes they're missing, like, how many hosts are there on that show?
Four.
Are some people missing some weeks?
I think they've only had, like, I think they're either close to or at 100 episodes by now, and I think there's only been, like, 3 episodes with someone missing.
Man, they're dedicated.
And, like, even, like, there was one where Kristen was in Africa, she still, like, recorded something so that they could play it on that show. They fucking make shit happen.
Yeah.
I sat in for Becky 1 week.
Oh, so is it 2 girls, 2 guys?
Yeah. No cups. Don't get us started. Don't be all like that.
Is there some soft serve, though?
No. It's usually alcohol. Alcohol.
Really?
Yeah, so you can get your drink on.
And take home something to poke on.
All right, maybe.
Sometimes you got a race.
Sometimes you do got a race. That is true. And that is yet another Dave Chappelle reference.
I'm all about the Dave Chappelle references.
If Dave Chappelle had never started doing comedy, no one would have nothing to say.
Yep. Hey, Noah, how's it going?
No words.
I wish someone named Dave Chappelle would come out and do comedy stuff. I just say.
I like that you don't know him yet, but wish that.
Noah's a man with a dream. A man with a dream of another man named Dave Chappelle.
Noah's a man with a very odd and specific dream.
Noah should eat less pizza before bed, so Noah can stop having such fucked up dreams. I had some very average pizza yesterday. I was a little disappointed. It's from an Italian place near my house, and most of the rest of their Italian food is very good. Lots of garlic, lots of tasty. But the pizza just seemed really, lackluster. It's like, man, I could have had better pizza from Pizza Hut.
Or Round Table. Do they have Round Table there?
Yes.
But I guess it's kind of pricey. Pizza is probably cheaper.
You know what? I think it's... It's Pizza Hut that delivers to my house. I don't think there's a Round Table within delivery
distance.
What
we have around here, around where I live still, straw hats. You don't see a lot of straw hats anymore.
Wow.
I just passed one yesterday, actually, when I was driving Danelle to her baby shower. I was like, wow, straw hat. You don't see a lot of that.
Yeah.
I think it's like an East Bay thing now.
Are there still any Shakey's out there?
Not that I've seen.
I know there was one in L.A. Well, Culver City. Two. No, there's one in L.A. and one in Culver City. And they do a lunchtime buffet, but you got to pay for your drink. So I told them to go fuck themselves.
Tim's all about the free drink. He don't want to pay for that drink.
Fuck no.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to see if there's a Shakey's near me.
Shakey, 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 Sonora. Shakey body line. You know, we went to school with the grandson of the person who created Shakey's? Andy.
Really?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were about to say something about Harry Belafonte.
We went to school with the grandson of Harry Belafonte. Didn't you know that, Andy?
Nope, I did not know that.
You were about to blow my mind.
Woo! Closest Shakey's to here is Auburn, Alabama, 111 miles away, or Warner Robins, Georgia. I don't even know where the fuck that is. Also 100 and some odd miles away. Warner Robins, Georgia. Right next to Centerville, Georgia. I'm going to guess it's near the middle of the state. Either that or Centerville needs a new name. Middle Georgia Regional Airport. Well, okay. Yeah. It's south of Macon. Wow. That is in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. Congratulations, Shakey's. You're doing it.
Well, don't drive all the way out there, man. You got to pay for your drink.
It's not worth
man,
it.
Yeah. It's like...
If they give you a free drink, then you should do it.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's a coupon.
Yeah. So it's like... Atlanta and Auburn and Savannah, you know, these are all cities that people know about in Georgia. But then it's like, okay, and Macon, yeah. But this is a place that's
Macon
like...
Macon Whoopi?
Yeah, Macon Whoopi.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is a place that's outside of Macon proper, and Macon proper is a couple of blocks. Wow, that is just fucking nowhere. Oh, they serve Robins Air Force Base. Well, kudos.
There you go.
Apparently
fucking
our boys
making our men and women in uniform pay for drinks? Shameful!
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they get free drink, Tim. Maybe you just don't get free drink.
All right, I'll accept that. I'll give up my free drink so the man defending my, or woman, defending my freedom can have a drink.
I'm going to guess that the town of Walter Robins, or Warner Robins, probably grew up because of Robins Air Force Base. Like, it literally looks like it's just growing between there and the closest major highway.
Perhaps. I got nothing to say about it.
What?
So, back to going to high school with the grandson of the guy who started Shakey's?
Yes. I can't remember his name.
Well.
I don't think I've ever had Shakey's. It's supposed to be really good.
No.
Okay.
Not particularly.
But the person was really loaded.
They used to have an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Well, they still do, but you got to pay for your drink. You see what I'm saying?
That's Tim's point.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Founded in Sacramento in 1954 by Sherwood Shakey Johnson and Ed Plummer.
I don't know if you remember this story, because I can't remember whose house it was. But and it might have been a granddaughter, not a grandson. But like some, like there was this house that people in our choir went to, and like they would hang out. It was kind of on the outskirts of town, but it was like this big, nice house. And
hey, Noah, you want to turn that volume down a little?
No, Noah's like, fuck it. I'm gonna have my own little musical interlude while they talk about this bullshit.
So back to Shakey's and people from choir.
I can't remember who it was, but there was this house that the people from choir used to go to and hang out, and I remember one guy who turned out to be gay, and his girlfriend at the time got it on in said house. Whoever was the actual person who owned, or who was, you know, attached to, they didn't own the house because they were a kid, they were the one who was heir to the Shakey's fortune.
Ah.
That was a long way to go for that.
Yep.
But basically, there was a gay guy who had sex with a girl.
Well, that's all you need to
know. Gay people have sex with women?
He said, before I dated this girl, I thought I was gay. After I dated this girl, I was certain I was gay.
Okay, you're dump the audio, but tell me who that was.
That'd be and
really?
You didn't hear that story?
No, I never heard that story. I kind of guessed when you said something about, you know, dude turned out to be gay, that it was probably him. And by turned out to be, I mean, like, the first day I met him, I was like, this gent's gay.
Really? You referred to him as a gent? And then you called him gay?
He was a soprano when I met him.
This gent is gay. Really?
Oh.
This fine
what about
young
this ruffian?
But he has fabulous shoes.
This fine young fellow may be one of them homosexuals you hear about.
There was a girl at my show last night who had nice shoes, and I thought about commenting on it. I'm like, I think that makes me gay. I think I'll just keep this to myself. I'll just say it on Tancast so that my two friends can blast my balls about it.
No, what was so nice about them? I think enjoying having sex with men makes you gay.
Well, what was so nice about these shoes?
I just liked them.
Like, were they sneakers? Were they high heels? Were they boots?
No, they were high heels. They just had an interesting design.
All right, faggots, knock that off.
I pictured them by one of them by each of my ears, and it seemed to work out nicely for me.
Was she kicking you because you weren't fucking funny?
She might have been. She speaks French.
Fuck out kittens. Oh, wait.
Yes.
It was the girl in the picture?
It was.
Scandalous. I knew there was something scandalous about the picture.
Why is it scandalous? Because she had nice shoes?
Yeah. And you want them by your ears.
I didn't want them by my ears.
You said that.
I didn't say it had to be her feet in them.
You just said it.
I didn't say her feet.
You guys have just gone off the rails there.
Whee!
Tim,
so
did you know
the
that...
two people...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The two people sitting in the front were from France and spoke only a little bit of English.
I had French-speaking Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house yesterday.
Yikes.
That's strange.
Well, like, so... But actually, they not, to say they spoke a little bit of English is probably kind of insulting. They spoke much more English than...
They
spoke
French?
Enough English that they could, yeah, they could understand what was going on. But I have this one joke where I have this just rapid fire set of things that happen, and I watched the dude, like his eyes just started to, he was blinking his eyes and his head was sort of like shaking back and forth. And so I finished the joke and everybody else was laughing. I turned to him like, I'm sorry, dude. I know there was like people who speak English, like there was some dude from the South when I was in Vegas when I did that joke went, huh? So I know if you've only got a, you know, a fragile toehold on the language, that has got to be an abortion of a joke. So I apologize. I didn't say it like that because I try not to use the word abortion on stage if I can avoid it.
Good plan.
And I usually can't avoid it.
Nope. Sometimes it's just times you got to say abortion.
No, I said can.
Oh, gotcha.
Andy, sometimes you got to say abortion. I remember one time Andy was describing traffic to me, and that's how he described it. He's like, 280 is an abortion. I was like, all right, that might be a little strong. Not 280, 87. Because that's the part of the joke that makes sense. to the people listening who have no any knowledge of the freeway system in the Bay Area. Wait, 280
is usually flowing
bullshit.
Fine.
280 is always the one you go on.
87. Oh, of course, 87. What's he
87.
Doing? Going 87.
That is a messy, fucked up back alley abortion.
I was trying to get to it from Sunnyvale to San Jose. That's the way you gotta go. It's either that or 101.
No, we were trying to get from Raging Waters back to the Tan House.
Yeah.
Because Noah had shown off his gigantic penis under his see-through yellow shorts. And we had to escape. They're after us.
No one's after us.
It's a mob of women after his big wang.
Nope. No such thing happened.
It was like the Beatles. Ah, wang!
So I opened my door yesterday. Wait, no, sorry. There's a ring and a knock, and it's kind of like urgent at the door. So I put on pants, and then I go to my door. And there's these two middle-age, like the far end of middle age, so coming up on being actually old, a black couple, fairly small, like little tiny people. Little tiny black people. Very well-dressed.
Well, black
I say,
people can't be well-dressed.
Hello? And they say, bonjour. Like, if you're expecting me to respond with bonjour, you have come to the wrong house. I don't know who told you to come ring this doorbell. So they start telling me in broken English that they were looking for people who spoke French. Like, are you starting a band? And that they're Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm like, wow. You got... Oh, man, that is... I knew it was a fucked up religion. Hey, sorry, Jehovah's Witnesses, but it's a fucked up religion. I'm done pussyfooting around and not pissing people off. I was done a long time ago, as Tim will tell you, with not pissing people off because of their religion. But your fucked up religion that requires you to bring other people into the religion, but you believe that there's still only going to be a set number of people, so you could actually be recruiting the person who's going to take your top slot in heaven, that's a fucked up religion. So, these people are going around just on the hope, the blind hope that one of the people in this deep south neighborhood is going to open the door and they're going to say bonjour and get, oh, bonjour, oui, oui, back at them. You know what? You need to try somewhere fucking else, like Haiti, maybe.
You can't tell me they don't have faith. They have some blind faith.
Yeah.
Like, the Lord will provide some southern Jehovah's Witnesses who speak French.
The Lord expects us to be doing this, so...
That's got to be a narrow demographic. French-speaking Jehovah Witnesses in Georgia.
What?
I was like, sorry, we're not a big French neighborhood. You will notice there's nobody riding bicycles with baskets and baguettes.
Maybe New Orleans? Don't they speak French down there?
Yes.
There you go.
They speak a Creole.
Right. But yeah, sorry, I didn't Creole.
It's like this version of Spanglish.
Right, I was going to say, didn't it sort of evolve from French?
Franglish. Yeah.
Or they could go down to Epcot to the France Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Which was all I had to talk about with those French people yesterday. I was like, well, I went to the France Pavilion, and it was nice.
I enjoy that our flag has the same colors as yours, even though we refer to them in a different order.
Yes, it kind of messed... When I was on there, It's a Small World at Disney World, they have a representation of the Eiffel Tower, but it's done up in red, white, and blue. And I was like, but that... All right, yeah, all right, carry on.
That's... Oh, wait, yeah, sorry, you guys had the tricolor before we did. Okay.
You're doing it. You're doing it. Getting it done.
Hey, was it Small World or Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? That it was just so odd. I think it was Small World. It was really odd to me when I went because it felt like it was inside a warehouse, not inside a big, like, castle-y thing.
I farted.
Maybe they've redone the outside.
What the fuck?
What did the outside of Small World look like, Tim?
Jesus. I shouldn't have farted. It's following me everywhere. I don't have as long a cord anymore. I'm going to open this window and stick my nose out. So Small World kind of has like a... Not a cat... I don't know what to describe it. Let me find a picture and I'll link it. But it's got like this facade that's... it's sort of like a stylized version of different landmarks all over the world. Are you saying once you were inside, you were like, hey, this doesn't look like it does outside?
No, it was one of the rides, and I can't remember if it was like Mr. Toad or Small World, but it was one of the ones that I was used to seeing at Disneyland, where
and the one at Disney World is in like in a building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and so much so you can actually touch it, which is odd. Like the one at Disneyland is really far away, but the one at Disney World, like you're walking right by it. You could just put your hand on it if you wanted to.
Yeah, and it could have like, I don't know, an office inside of it or something. It just was really nondescript.
I think they're working on that because there is the picture of Disney World. It's a Small World. It's a Small Disney World. I'm done. And there's Disneyland's It's a Small World from the outside. Which many people said is superior. So that's one of the few things we have over Disneyland. Disney World. And I don't know if anybody's noticed. Noah has reached the point where he's done, which means it's time to sign off.
I'm here.
No, you're done.
You're done. We can tell.
I said some joke. I'm like, oh, now Noah will pipe up with this one. I heard nothing. I was like, he's done. Tag him and bag him, boys. Tancast 110 is done. And also, we're getting past an hour.
Oh, if anybody wants a sort of a surreal experience in their life, go to guesshermuff.blogspot.com, find girls 1756 and 1757, and click on the bonus pick for either.
Didn't we talk about Guess Her Muff on a previous episode?
I believe we did, which is why I brought it back up.
Oh, okay.
So there's 1756 and there's 1757.
Oh, do we get to see them both?
Yeah, if you click on the bonus pick. I wouldn't call it a bonus, though.
What? It's funny that they hide one's identity in one picture and hide one's identity in the other picture, but in the picture where they're both naked, you see both, like, you know what I mean? They have like a little black bar over their face, like, oh, we don't want to show the person who's not showing their muff.
Yeah.
But then you show them both. What's the point?
Or crop that picture. If it's just, we want you to focus on this is the important person, just cut them out. Because, yeah, there they are in the bonus picture.
That is funny.
Apparently they're good friends. They're vag friends.
Vag friends. Lovely.
The one of the blonde, slightly more attractive.
What do we got now?
Something you shouldn't link to in the show notes.
All right. Sorry, everybody. All these links at the U.
Is it worth it, Tim?
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, yes. You can't wait to see it.
He got you, Tim. He got you.
He did.
I just showed Tim another cervix.
I love it.
Whoa. I want some more of it.
Well, once we've degenerated to looking at naked women, it's time to say so long from Tancast.
So long. I was trying to bring Noah back into the conversation.
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, sorry, what?
Disgusting.
No, me? Oh, well, I'm not in the kitchen, Noah. I figured you'd be all right with it.
Don't masturbate in the office area.
All these rules. And that was a Dave Chappelle reference.
Yeah, that it was.
Boom. Good way to go out.
Have a good week, everybody.
Remember, spay and neuter your mom.
That bitch is home. Hate.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast. Tancast. Could you guys tell I was muting my microphone?
Yep.
Was it awesome?
Nope.
All right. Not even remotely?
It was almost indistinguishable from you just going,
Pretty much.
That's what makes it awesome. You don't know what I'm doing.
More like we don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, it'd be like if I was talking and just occasionally randomly decided to muting my microphone. It's just really annoying, right?
I was just loading a web page. Were you doing that on purpose?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I was like, fuck, it's fucking Comcast being shitty again.
Is your mama being shitty again? I think she is. Woo woo.
No, Tim, I was just talking. I don't know what's going on with your internet connection.
Are you the guy from Family Guy? Why you say that? Why you mock me about this?
Hi, Chris. I do sure
Herbert.
Hope my muscly arm paperboy gets back soon. Jasper, come over here and smell this.
I recorded all that gold for you, Tim. I hope
just
you enjoy.
For you.
Just.
Not for anyone else.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Come on, get your son.
He said bye to me. He doesn't want me.
He also says hi when he means bye, and vice versa.
Say bye.
Hi, buddy. Go take naps. Oh, you're so sad. You're sleepy.
Caitlin, you're listening to this in the future. Stop doing that. You can bring him by later. Fuck it, he'll see him. He lives there. We got maybe 10, 15 more minutes of this tops.
Well, just go ahead and trim all that.
What, I'm not allowed to say that?
No, I just don't think that's anybody's going to care to hear my baby screaming.
They might. They won't.
Oh, she's saying add it at the end. So, Tim, go ahead and add it at the end. But go ahead and add everything at the end.
Done. All right. And done.